Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday, here we go. Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino, call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs.
Need a hand with that?
Nobody asked anything, but there's a question in here anyway. Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. One of my favorite emails today. You're pounding the table like you might want to go already somewhere.
I am game day ready. I'm game day ready. I'm prepared for something. I'm waiting to see if you go there or not.
Props?
No.
Not picks?
No, picks.
Do you hate Liam Cohen?
Picks is three hours from now. Picks.
So far away.
I'm ready for picks. Yes.
Liam Cohen.
I've done days worth of work.
Okay. Wow, that's a record.
It really, truly is.
It ties the record.
It's going to be embarrassing
when
you do hear exactly what I've got. But often I feel like 3 o'clock on Friday is when you give me the chance to unload on the coach of the team the Bills are playing this week. What we start with on Fridays.
What's the last thing you did in your life that required weeks of work? Did you build like an addition or something? Did you dig a trench? What's the last thing you did in your life that required
weeks,
more than days, weeks of work?
I think refinishing the attic.
Okay, well,
took weeks of work.
You're above me.
We had a head start because we inherited it. It was already like, it wasn't beams and like, you know, roofing shingles. It was finished, but just not really cozily finished. You know what I mean? It was that took weeks. This really didn't take weeks. It took a couple of Google searches, but I have a couple of things, but I have been sitting on it for days. I've been like fine tuning what I want to use and not use and whatnot.
Yes.
So, first of all, earlier this week, I mentioned, Cohen's introductory news conference and how it had Adam Gase vibes. And I thought, like, maybe that's a little too strong. But I watched back, and what he did at the end of, I don't know if it was at the end, but at some point in the news conference, he said, Duval.
He did.
Like that, maybe multiple times. And what he did when he said it looked like he had practiced in front of a mirror. Because he did this thing. It's good. Like, if he were on SNL, I think you'd go, wow, that's... That guy's got a good face. Like he's emoting and he's giving me something. And all he's doing is moving his eyebrows. He went like one eyebrow up and then the other on the second syllable. So he's like, do, and like one eye. I can't do it. I would do it for the Twitch and the YouTube crowd, but I don't have that talented a face. So
look at you. You're like Lee Strasberg.
I don't have that kind of facial talent. So he do and one eyebrow and then on the vol the other eyebrow goes up and it's just kind of
I can't do that.
No. I haven't looked in a mirror and tried, but last night in bed while I was thinking about this, and this is not a joke, I really was thinking about this last night while I was in bed. My wife was at work. I, in my defense.
That's a relief.
Thinking about such nonsense. I was lying there thinking, like, can I do that? Can I? And I don't think I could do it. Anyway, like, that's just kind of an odd thing. I think he probably rehearsed it. If it was a happy accident or unintentional, that's maybe even weirder. But anyway, so like that was... I think the Adam Gase thing was fine. I ran away from it, but I think it still holds. Thing two. He holds... That might imply that there's even a third thing. The second thing is he holds most of the passing records, quarterback records for the University of Massachusetts. So, like, congratulations on that. I scored 6 goals as a mite in hockey one time. So, congrats on UMass.
Wow.
I mean, who? UMass? Okay, anyway.
Julius Irving went to UMass.
Basketball school, hockey school.
It's different.
Yes. Football, come on.
Okay, well.
They used to lose to Canisius, probably, UMass. I don't even know. Wow. Remember when Canisius had a football team?
Running hot.
Anyway, that's two. Three, Zach has a little something. I want to just see if, Zach, are you prepared for this? Just play this, and then I'll explain what it is.
Our whole culture of cleats, commitment, love, energy, authentic, tough, smart. What that means is to be where your feet are. Cleats in the ground, be where your feet are. The next play is the most important play. And that's got to be the way that we live, living in the moment.
I appreciate that sentiment a great deal. I try to do that. It can be hard. But I don't have evidence that he's got like posters around the facility with this slogan, but... the tweet I found this audio from has it laid out like capital C, capital E, capital E, A, capital T, capital S. Cleats, commitment, love, energy, authentic, tough, smart. Okay. I feel like I'm maybe watching a motivational speaker in the mall talk. That's what I've got for you on Liam Cohen. I mean, cleats, you can have all that stuff without the sloganing, I think. You know, adults, I think, can process to, you know, recognize they need to be where their feet are and embrace the moment and all of that. But I don't – cleats? I don't know if there's hats or T-shirts or, again, you know, banners in the building. But I just – come on, dude. You're in the NFL. I don't think we need this.
I like that.
So that's what I've got for you on Liam Cohen. Duval.
I don't know what to do with that. I just think I like nothing less about Jacksonville's whole scene than that.
The cleats?
Both of those points.
Both of those points. You're right.
I mean, I got my nephew this morning on an update saying it.
The cleats or Duval?
Duval.
Okay. Because I didn't know about the cleats thing at all until I started looking into him.
I mean, just like, okay, well... I get it. I mean, that's what this is.
I guess. I mean, we've got, you know, every fan base has their thing, and apparently Duval has been their thing for a while. I'm not even really... Is that the county that Jacksonville is in?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
But who does that? Who cares about your county? Who cares about what your county is named?
Only people who live in a city they don't love.
You use the county name instead.
Right. Because you're embarrassed by, I don't know.
Victor Cruz went to UMass.
Anyway. Okay, good, that's something.
He's like the best player.
Greg Landry? He probably wasn't there. Greg Landry, former Lions.
As the show?
The Lions quarterback of my childhood.
That's, well, you speak for yourself on that.
It's Greg Landry, yes.
Lions, Colts? Yeah. Well, look, what I was going to tell you, and I love the... I mean, you've built up this whole...
It's the playoffs, Mike. I needed to do a little extra. We had some audio enhancements.
It's days of work.
Days of work.
You've built up this whole campaign.
I would have tried, you know, I thought about trying to stretch it into 20 minutes to fill the whole segment, but I didn't have it in me.
This is it.
This is it. That's
There's no way on the postgame show it matters to anyone whether we like Liam Cohen.
No.
Like, they'll either have beaten them and so what. Or they'll have lost and, like, we don't like our guys.
Right. That'll be the way it'll go.
The email that I was excited about today and it comes around every so often, is the Bet Online state-by-state NFL rooting interest email.
Okay, yes, yes.
It's going to be pretty tough. I mean, you're good, but this is going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
As it happens, according to geotagged X data in the last week, Jacksonville, well, Florida, is the only state, Florida, rooting for Jacksonville in the playoffs of all the teams in the playoffs.
We've got that going for us.
Which team? I got this question when I was pulled over next to the cemetery with the blinker on yesterday from the Kansas City guys. Which, how popular are the Bills? You're a fan of some team that isn't in the playoffs, and maybe it matters which one.
Yeah.
But who do you want to have win the Super Bowl this year? Like, who are you for? Can you guess which team is the most popular team in the country by this research, quote research?
I would guess that it's the Green Bay Packers.
No. Again, state by state, according to this important research, the state of Wisconsin is the only state.
The only state.
Favoring Green Bay.
Green Bay doesn't have casuals all over the country. That kind of blows my mind.
Well, you know, you haven't had any time for this, but think about it. Like, what state, name a state where you think they would root for Green Bay. Probably the most neutral state, whatever that is.
There's other teams in the way.
The country is kind of mapped out in a normal way by the teams that are in the playoffs.
I almost want to say Montana, but Montana's probably Broncos.
Seattle
even. Okay, right.
The Broncos can claim Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming. The Seahawks can claim Washington, Montana, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska. So everything that they're sort of touching is for Seattle.
All right.
Which team is California rooting for by this research, quote research?
I got to say 49ers.
Right. The 49ers.
Not the Rams. The Rams, nobody cares about the Rams.
One state picks the Rams. The Niners get.
Georgia.
No. The Stafford?
Yeah. Sorry.
There's another player from Georgia that wins Georgia. In the playoffs.
Okay.
California gets, San Francisco gets California and Hawaii. The Rams, somehow, get Nevada. And the Chargers get Arizona. Arizona is rooting for the Chargers. Nevada is rooting for the Rams. Georgia is rooting for the Bills.
James Cook.
Maybe.
Could be, sure.
The most popular team by double. In the playoffs, by this geotagged, that's really one word, geotagged X data over the last week is Buffalo.
Oh, it is the Bills. Okay.
With 12 states. Good luck naming the 12 states.
Should I try?
Yes. I've given you Georgia.
right?
So you have 11 left. And it really is interesting based on sort of what the rest of the playoff field is and where they're located.
Wow.
But I think you could probably get most of them, if not all, just by sort of process of elimination, breaking down, you know, state by state who's still playing.
I really feel like I could really use to be looking at a map right now.
Get one.
I
can't show you mine because it has the answers on it.
Right. I don't want the answers.
Get a map.
Well, obviously New York.
New York is correct.
Is correct. I have to say Wyoming.
Denver.
Oh, that's what you already said that. That was I'm stupid of me. You already gave me that. But of course I
just They're just a little bit too close to Denver to go with Josh Allen here.
Huh.
It's not going to be easy, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Which states by their Twitter usage are for the Bills more than any other team.
Is North Carolina at least rooting for the Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
Okay. Is South Carolina also rooting for the Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the two states.
Those are out.
For Carolina.
Transplants, you know, like the cliche, right? I'm just looking for that. I don't know.
But it's a good train of thought.
Ooh, I feel... Well, we already know Georgia. Florida's out.
Which team is Missouri rooting for?
See, now they would not be rooting for the Bills, I don't believe, because of Kansas City. Like, that's not a state you can flip. Even the casuals, I just don't. I don't think you could do it. It would be like rooting for Kansas City from New York, which we normally would. You know, most never people would not do. I've even tried to do it, and I cannot do it. I fail at doing it.
That's for sure, because they've won a lot,
right?
But the Bills are kind of this underdog. Right.
That's why
the
I said
Hallmark
that's
movie.
Why I said Green Bay. Like, the same thought is I feel like Green Bay and the Bills have always had this sort of coexistence that is like, my team's out. Oh, I like them. It's charming how small they are and the kids with the bikes. That's Green Bay, not Buffalo. You know, I guess I don't know how charming smashing flaming tables is, but whatever. We've got our things. So where else do I want to go here?
Pennsylvania?
No, you got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
Right.
So I can't.
Pennsylvania is Eagles.
I'm not going to get the Bills.
Jersey?
In there. I think Jersey's Philly, too.
That's right. Delaware?
Philly.
That's right.
Yeah.
West Virginia?
Pittsburgh.
Right. Virginia?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That could be Buffalo.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, what's wrong with the people in Virginia?
I mean, there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's no Ravens this year.
That's right.
Maryland is also on the Eagles. Different conference.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and there's a Bills problem there. Maybe even more than Kansas City would have.
All right.
Like Kansas City could feel like, yeah, we always beat you. Your turn. Yeah, you go do it, right? Whereas Baltimore is like, we're still in, they're not. We've beaten them twice in the playoffs. Opening night this year, Baltimore's got a big problem with
Minnesota.
Us. Not going to be Chicago or Green Bay, that is for sure. So could they be who else makes sense for Minnesota? It's got to be Buffalo.
That's right.
All right. I'm on the board.
New York, Georgia, that was the free space.
Right.
Minnesota, that's three. There are nine more states. Texas
can't be rooting for the Bills. Houston,
correct.
Of course.
Kansas.
Well, they're trying to steal the Chiefs, so they're probably not rooting for Buffalo. I'm going to say no to Kansas for Buffalo.
Right, Houston.
Wow, okay.
Houston gets Kansas, Oklahoma
of course,
Texas, and Louisiana. Four.
Ah, all right.
Nebraska. So much. You did all that work, and now I'm giving you this. Before the first break.
I told you I tried to stretch it into 20 minutes, but I couldn't do it.
All that work.
There's no way to do
we
it.
We even had a sound bite.
Who is Nebraska going to be on? They are not going to affiliate with the Bears or they could be Packers or Bills. Nebraska.
Bills. Minnesota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas are Bills.
All right.
So four, New York, Georgia, that makes six.
I feel like there's got to be a stretch in the South here. Jacksonville only has Florida.
Yeah.
So what about Mississippi and Alabama?
So Bills.
Okay.
Mississippi and Alabama, the Deep South.
Yep.
Loves the Bills, apparently. Or likes them more than the other teams.
Could Tennessee be in that group too?
Yes. Tennessee.
We are sweeping the Southeast Conference.
It is so true.
We're just killing it here. Sorry about Ole Miss last night out there, everybody.
Did you give Ole Miss out as a pick?
No. I just mean I'm talking about the Southeast. And thanks for supporting the Bills, and they lost last night. So that was unreal, by the way. I don't know if you stayed with that, but
I was watching the Traitors. No, it's the new season of the Traitors.
Holy Moses, that was some fourth quarter. I turned that after the hockey game. I turned that on with like I think 13 minutes to go, maybe, and it's 17-16 Miami. And what did it end up? 31-27
okay.
Miami? It was unbelievable. That fourth quarter was just, what a piece of work that was. Just down the field. I mean, just awesome. Awesome football.
I'm sorry I missed that Final Four game between Wake Forest and Oregon State last night. I missed it. I was watching the Traitors. New season.
The Traitors. Again. I don't know what that is.
Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, New York, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. There are three more. Three? It looks like four, but
did I already ask four, you about South Carolina? Five, I did. When I talked about nine, the Panthers, I asked you about South Carolina too, right?
Yes.
And that's where you said I was like on 13. The right trip, which I should have just stayed in the South. But that's it for the South, right? Did I run through the whole thing? Oh, Arkansas.
Arkansas is
correct. Yeah!
Joe Ferguson.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, Joe Ferguson. Yeah.
Arkansas and then also Kentucky.
Again, South, East.
Sort of.
Conference.
Southeast Conference.
Southeast Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have kept going. I should have kept going north.
Just keep
ripping
up.
I need to right stop now.
Right up the Mississippi.
There's no way Ohio is.
Ohio is correct.
Come on!
Yes. And there's one more, I think, but I don't know.
I can't believe that Ohio is on the Bills.
Ohio is for the Bills.
Thank you, Ohio.
Not the Steelers, ever. They hate the Steelers.
I hate driving through you, but thank you, Ohio.
They hate the Steelers, and they're not really about the Bears.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes.
I should say I hate driving through Ohio. There is this one overpass that I always seemed to be aware of. You know, they have the names of the roads on like I-81, right? Heading west on I think it's 81 or 80, whatever. Well, it makes a difference. Which ones are
81 is north and south.
Right,
that's
so 80,
Pittsburgh.
So 80. It's 80, and they're right around where you would get to see maybe Akron off on your right. There's an overpass.
Wow, what a sight.
That has, it's far off in the distance, but there's a couple of spots where you can see the city from the highway. There's an overpass, and the name of the road is Fang Boner Road.
Wow.
And the first time I drove Owen to Des Moines, I noticed it. And then when I drove back from there by myself, I noticed it.
Can't miss it.
And then we made that trip like three more times. And I was like, I feel like we're in Fang Boner Road territory. And like, there it is.
Can't miss it.
Anyway, how in the world does a road get named Fang Boner Road?
It was the guy who founded he built the library.
Okay. Mr. Fang Boner. Yeah. Thank you for teaching everyone to read. One more state we need. Sorry, I'm just killing time here talking about Fang Boner Road.
One more state. Not going to be like those morning guys and let us go 8 minutes late.
Iowa.
Michigan. Right. Michigan.
Who's Iowa on?
Bears.
No.
Bears get Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri.
Right, Michigan,
New England
Michigan
gets New England.
Sense. Detroit, Buffalo, hate the Bears, hate the Packers. Yeah, all right, that works.
Yeah, that all works. Right.
I enjoyed that exercise.
Bills are America's
did,
team.
I don't think I exactly did great, but I enjoyed it.
It was hard.
I enjoyed it.
Bills are America's team this playoff.
Duval.
Okay, Sam Panayotovic coming. Please don't do that again. Sam Panayotovic coming up next. We'll talk to Sam Monson today and also Sal Capaccio, 6 o'clock for our picks for these six, count them, six super wild card weekend games. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. It is Football Friday. And by the way, we need to take a break, and this break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.